And coming into my freshman year on the field, I'm receiver all spring ball, all the way up into the second game of the year. Yeah. When I'm playing receiver and two of our starting tight ends get hurt in practice, senior starting tight ends, and they come up to me like, Clay, you know, you're our biggest receiver, which at the time I was 215, right. You know, 220, I wasn't very big. We're going to need you to play tight end. And it was going into our big game. We played one big game a year against Oklahoma State. This was 3 days before the first game. I moved to tight end. I played there. I had a couple catches, had some success, and I played both the rest of the season. And then my sophomore year, they moved me to tight end. Yeah. So at first, I didn't really like the transition to tight end, knowing I had to block people and you know, hit those big guys. But I got used to it, and I love the position now.
Now, the blocking from the standpoint of a wide receiver, any different than than your responsibilities as a tight end in the slot or wherever you lined up there?
Only similarities there is it's still called blocking, really, because at wide receiver, I mean, you have to. Those DBs are so quick, you can't go charging at a defensive back. He's going to move out the way. You can't go in too hot. You can't go in too slow because they'll run around you. So you have to burst, settle, and then you trigger when they trigger. It's a science to it, just like there's blocking the line. It's not as much you have to worry about coming hard and being physical. You have to be patient, and when you get inside, you get your hands in on them. You can't let them go.
Any comments from the corners today that were covering you?
No, you know, guys, just some of the corners said, you know, they're surprised I could run, you know, as well as I could. So, yeah. That's about it.
Was it easy transitioning back to wide receiver, just like natural, or was there a sling of an adjustment period?
Well, yesterday, you know, I went through, you know, I was trying to get back all the receiver, you know, idiosyncrasies and the small things. And, you know, today I had a much better day out there. And, you know, I felt a lot more comfortable having one night to actually go home and study and you know, really think about the receiver position.
Did the Eagles ever, even going back to when you were drafted, did they ever talk about you playing wide receiver, or was it mainly just tight end?
Oh, tight end. Yeah, tight end was really, I got some fullback stuff coming out and tight end stuff, no receiver stuff.
Okay. Is receiver and tight end at all interchangeable more in this offense compared to under Andy and Marty?
Yeah, very interchangeable. It's really, in this offense, it's about knowing the concepts. You know, the only thing that's different is there's a select amount of plays as a tight end that we know, you know, they're going to line us up out on this. You know, you can slim it down to say about a fourth of the play we're going to line up side. But obviously when you're outside, you got to know everything. So there's definitely plays you can line up outside as a Y. That's a tight end position as an A, which is a second tight end slash slot receiver slash H-back position. So there's some similarities. You can really slide back and forth. You just got to know more.